Welcome to episode 40 of the Midlife Worthy Moms podcast for the Graceful Empty Nester. Weddings and funerals, what do they have in common? Well, there's generally a person that steals all the attention at both events, right? It's a time of reflection on one person's life or two people's lives. It's exploring the journey of life. Everyone is talking about the person, sending them praises and prayers. All of this happening on a high emotional alert on what was and what is now. Today's episode, we're going to focus on weddings and the emotional turmoil that plagues everyone involved. Are you a mom who's been taken by surprise and finds herself struggling with her adult child? Well, it's time to grab a pen and notebook, because I'm about to share some insider information that will help you navigate through this challenging phase. I'm Kim Damon, a mom, a life coach, and an Enneagram coach. I specialize in helping moms of adults in rediscovering the connection with their adult kids. Just imagine, mom, stepping into a state of drama remission with your adult children. Together, we'll build a life grounded in grace and the peace that comes from truly knowing who you are as a midlife woman and a mom. Make sure you visit my website. The link is provided in the show notes. And grab your free course, Thriving in a Divided Family. It's packed with valuable insights. I don't believe in accidents or coincidences. And this last couple of weeks, weddings have definitely been the topic of discussions all around me. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I don't normally say. I don't normally give reasons why we have estrangement or that we have some sort of problem with our kids. But one common thing that I'm seeing more and more of begin with a wedding. It's brides dealing with moms. It's moms feeling hurt. It's moms feeling left out. It's the new mother-in-law dynamics of all of it. What do we pay for? What do we not pay for? Being told what to wear. Even some moms being uninvited to their child's wedding. Why do we feel so terrible? Well, for all of those reasons, this is supposed to be a moment to cherish, to celebrate. It's one of the biggest reasons, though, why families implode. So I'm going to share a little story about my experience with this. My mom caused grief at both my wedding and my sister's wedding. Now, I don't remember all of the details because I've long let go of it. But yeah, she created an issue the day of the wedding, which didn't sit well with my sister, and it didn't sit well with me either. My own experience, I recall my feelings being hurt when my kids got married. Several times my feelings were hurt. Our child's wedding is not our rite of passage. And I'm going to share a little bit more about that in a different context today. I have been looking and searching the biblical reason why a mother should be involved in the trenches during the wedding planning and during the wedding ceremony. I just can't find it. There is a movie out there, I believe it's called Before the Wrath, and it's a Gentile wedding story. It was originally made so that we could understand some of the stories that Jesus told to his disciples based on the Gentile wedding tradition, because if you follow Jesus, you do know that he told a lot of parables that he related to the wedding. The wedding ceremony itself. And what I noticed about this movie that I thought was really interesting is that the bride and groom had a big party when they were engaged. And they actually gave the bride time to decide if she wanted to get married. But once she made a commitment, the wedding was on. the bride and groom separated for an entire year. So the groom went off and he built onto his own father's house to make room for his new bride. And the bride went back with all of her friends and she got the finest linen together. They made dresses and they became prepared for that wedding ceremony. And it was actually the father of the groom that decided when it was time. And that could be in the middle of the night. That's why this story, this historical event of a wedding in a Gentile setting is so important to the Bible stories that Jesus tells. But in that movie, and in anything that I could find, I didn't find anywhere where it outlined the responsibilities of the mother of the bride or the mother of the groom. Obviously, times have changed and traditions have developed over the years. And they've changed over the years. They change from generation to generation. So how can we actually stay out of that wedding drama? I'd like to break it down really into four different parts that you might identify with. And you might just identify with just one, or you might identify with all of them. But all four of these create this sense of frustration. They create this sense of angst, either in our kids or in us moms. So the first one is our expectations. Moms want to experience this special moment with their child. They want to be included. They have this expectation of what the experience is going to be like. Now, this expectation might be based on their own wedding, or it simply is just a desire to bond with their own child as a part of their experience. Of course, we want to experience that day, one of the most important days of our child's life. The problem is that we rarely communicate our expectations. In fact, I believe that we don't consciously know what those expectations are ourselves until we're in the moment and we're upset about something. It's been on and off in our minds for years, but we really never sit down and think about it. We don't think about what we're expecting from the wedding, what we think we'll experience as being the mother of a bride or the mother of the groom. We don't sit down and think about what we want our daughter to experience or our son to experience. Fourth, and as a result, we don't know why our feelings get hurt or that we get angry. We just happen to stumble across some sort of expectation that we had. And if we do get upset or angry, we generally blame it on someone outside of ourselves. After all, this is not our wedding. It's theirs. Since we rarely understand that we actually have expectations of the experience, we don't communicate it. Now, let me be clear here. I'm not saying that we should go tell the bride and groom all of our desires for their wedding. But we can communicate the most important things, maybe some family traditions that are important to us, instead of just assuming that our son or daughter are going to honor those. We should have an open line of communication with them and understand what their desire is. Sit down with your expectations by yourself and decide what's actually important to you and worth communicating. Are your expectations realistic or not? Are your expectations something that are for you and not really for your child? Now, some of you are going to tell me that you don't have any expectations of your own, that it's just the expectation that your son and daughter experience the best day. But I really want you to take a look at what your expectations are. Sometimes we have those expectations that are buried down so deep that we don't realize that they are there until they come out at the most ugliest of times. It could be during finding the dress. It could be during a party. It could be prepping for the wedding. It could even be the ceremony itself. It's almost like there's this rite of passage that at some point we're going to get our feelings hurt at a wedding. I can't think of anyone that I've ever talked to that was a mother of a bride or mother of a groom that didn't experience some sort of emotional turmoil during the whole ordeal. This is going to happen when we have expectations that we just don't address with ourselves up front. We have to sit down and be very clear on how we want to show up to our child's wedding. Secondly, we don't hold space for them. And I know holding space is coach speak, so I'm going to explain what I mean by this. We are not holding room, giving them space to have their own desires for the wedding. We absorb their emotions, their words, instead of giving them a safe place to plan and have an event that they want. Now, I'm not saying we should pay for all of it. We pay for what we can afford, and we contribute what we're capable of contributing. We shouldn't overextend ourselves because that just leads us into a place of resentment. We might use our words to try to communicate to them in the middle of the drama, and we might say something more reactive, or we might say something more accusing. We might even turn to our people-pleasing words or even our judgmental words where we're not holding space for them. We're not giving them the ability to just have their own emotions about what's going on, even if we don't like them, even if we don't like the emotions that they're having. We're not holding space for them to actually have them. We're not letting them be responsible for how they behave, the words that they say, the actions that they take. Or maybe you play the role of an observer. That is something that I used to do. I was more of the observer that took a step back and just watched what unfolded, watched what was going on. And I ended up still with my feelings hurt or feeling extremely disappointed because something didn't go as I'd planned, or something didn't go as I thought it should go, but I hadn't communicated it either. And I think that that's normal. Like, things are going to come up that we didn't anticipate on. Things are going to be said, or we're going to be left out, or something's going to happen. But weddings produce a lot of emotions. There are a lot of moving parts to pulling a wedding together. There will be a lot of tension, and it will vary depending on how well it's planned, the person planning it, and how extravagant it is. Get ready for the ride and hold space for the emotion. By letting them have all of the emotions that they need to have without judging it or making it mean something about you, and giving yourself the same space not to absorb their emotions, or turning the focus on what you did or didn't do, giving yourself the space to actually feel the emotions yourself, feeling the hurt feelings. It's normal. It's normal to have your feelings hurt during an event like this. The third thing is being open to apologizing if you do overstep, or simply validating their emotions. Weddings can frequently be the beginning of a son and daughter or daughter-in-law or son-in-law's feeling the need to create a boundary for their parents. This is where it begins, my friends. It begins with the wedding. It very rarely begins when they are dating. We hear all the time about everything was going fine while they were dating, and then when they got married, everything blew up. If you have the privilege of being told you've overstepped, apologize for it. And if you're not sorry, well, I don't recommend a global apology for the sake of peace, because an unauthentic apology rarely works. If you're not really sorry, then don't say you are, because they're going to see right through that. There are other ways to manage this. We can do this by validating their emotions. We can say something like, you know, I could have said that better, and I could have communicated that beforehand, or I should have asked about this before now. I can see that you're frustrated, and I'm glad that you told me about it. See, I didn't need to apologize at all. I simply validated their emotions and the situation. Because let's face it, emotions are running high. You might be accused of something that you really didn't feel like you did anything wrong. The fourth and the last, but probably most importantly, is being willing to forgive. Forgive them for not having the wedding that you wanted. Forgive them for not inviting you to all of the things or inviting the people that you wanted invited. Forgive them for eloping. Forgive them for not including you in all the decisions, the parties, and the events. Because forgiving them is actually going to heal you. Now, remember me talking about that movie and the history behind A Gentile Wedding? I did a lot of digging in scripture trying to find our role as moms in the wedding prep. And I found very little, but I did find something really interesting, and I'd love to share it with you. It comes from Luke 14, 8 through 11. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for the person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat. Then humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to the better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, this has so many different meanings, and I know I'm taking this at the literal sense, but there's so much lesson in this. We get to decide exactly how much we're going to be involved. But let's communicate that up front. Let's communicate that with ourselves, what we're willing to do, what our expectations are, what we can let go of. Let's communicate that to our children, both of them. We don't just go to our sons, for example, and tell them what we want. We sit down with them as a couple. We treat them with respect and say, listen, this is something in our family. Do you see this fitting into your wedding ceremony? Do you want to do this? We hold space for them. We are not holding them responsible for our desires. We're allowing them to feel bad when they feel bad. We're allowing them to throw a fit and not make it mean anything about us. And of course, apologize. If you screw up, we're going to screw up. We all do it. We do it before the wedding and we do it after the wedding. But we have to be on high alert that we are going to have a lot of emotions about this, about our child leaving and becoming one with someone else. This is a big deal for moms. And of course, just forgive. Forgive them for their moodiness. Forgive them for their selfishness. Forgive them for their bridezilla. Forgive your sons not stepping up and taking responsibility for his mom's desires for the wedding. Forgive. It heals you. Not only forgive them, but forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for all of the emotions that take place. And when you want to provide space for them, I also encourage you to provide some space for yourself. Provide space beforehand by sitting down and deciding, making a decision on how you want to show up for this wedding. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be as a mother? And who do you want to be as a woman? How do you want to conduct yourself? What kind of experience and memory do you want to leave for your child? Do you want it to be a bitter memory? I don't think so. Do this ahead of time. And then make sure that you allow yourself some space afterward to decompress, to think about all the things that occurred, to mourn actually what's going on and what just occurred. I mean, after all, your child just got married. That's a big deal. They don't understand it. They're just in love. But you understand all of the high emotions that take place for you as a mom to see your little boy grow up and marry someone else who's now in charge of the wedding and in charge of what she wants. Or you're a mom of a bride and you're handing her off to a man that you may or may not know a whole lot about, knowing that she's going to go off and create her own family, and the two of them are going to become one. So moms, yes, weddings and funerals, they are very much alike. And they cause a lot of emotion. But this is why we pay attention up front. And I do a lot of work in this area. All of the four suggestions I gave you, we do a lot of work on this. But if this is your story, if this is your story from the past, go back and think about forgiving yourself and forgiving your children. If this is a story for your future, make sure you're just paying attention to this so that when you experience it, you can come back and listen to this and be prepared for it. And if you're smack in the middle of one of these, then make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And you're sitting back and you're paying attention to the experience itself and all of the emotions that go with it. If you're enjoying this podcast and finding value in our discussions, I'd love to hear from you. Take a moment to leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Your feedback is incredibly valuable and it helps other worthy moms just like us discover this podcast. Additionally, if you know another mom that could benefit from our conversations, please share this podcast with her. Together, we can create a supportive community of worthy moms. Join me next week for another empowering episode on the Midlife Worthy Moms podcast.